manhunt ended in West Virginia Wednesday afternoon with the arrest of an Alliance man accused of killing his wife. 50-year-old Robert Ross was taken into custody in Morgantown after authorities tracked him in connection with a homicide investigation. Police say 38-year-old Ashley Ross was found dead inside the couple's West Ely Street home after one of their children called 911 Wednesday morning. Ross being held in West Virginia pending extradition to Ohio. Bench trial has resulted in guilty verdicts for a teen charged in a shooting in Canton. Wednesday, Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath convicted 17-year-old Donovan Graydon of aggravated robbery and felonious assault. He was acquitted of attempted murder and an aggravated robbery count. Sentencing scheduled for Monday. Case resulted from a July armed robbery in which a man suffered serious injuries as he and a woman were held up. Stark County Sheriff's Office says Glen Oak High School was placed on a brief lockdown after a man was found dead at a nearby Veterans Park in Plain Township. The 55-year-old man was discovered in a parking lot on the northwest side of the park. The coroner's office pronounced him dead at the scene just after 7 Tuesday morning. Investigators say the death has been ruled a suicide. Two men are behind bars awaiting arraignment tomorrow on separate charges involving the abuse of children. 21-year-old Winton Hostetler of Perry Township arrested Wednesday on 4 counts of pandering obscenity. He's accused of possessing or controlling obscene material involving minors on 4 separate dates between December 2025 and March 11th. In an unrelated case, Tyler Kuhn was also taken into custody Wednesday. He faces charges including rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor, or impaired person in nudity-oriented material. The alleged activity occurred between January and October of last year and involved a 12-year-old. City of Canton at the center of a legal dispute over a tax abatement ordinance tied to a proposed data center in Perry Township. A Stark County judge has denied a motion filed by former city council candidate Daniel Gates asking for a temporary restraining order and injunction. In a filing last month, he argued the legislation's emergency designation was being used to bypass referendum timelines. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ruled Monday the request was not related to Gates' pending case, which deals with city council public comment and meeting procedures. She also found under state law, emergency designations are not subject to judicial review. Gates is seeking reconsideration. Council expected to vote on the tax break Monday. Major housing project proposed for the former Sanctuary Golf Club in Plain Township moving ahead after a zoning recommendation. Ford principals seeking to rezone nearly 70 acres off Apple Grove Street Northwest to build senior living, homes, apartments, and walking trails. According to The Independent, the Zoning Commission voted Wednesday to recommend approval following a public hearing in which several residents raised concerns about traffic and property values. The final decision goes to township trustees, who could take it up as early as June 9th. An elderly St. Clair Township woman lost more than $13,000 in a scam now being investigated by multiple police agencies. Officers say the woman was contacted by people claiming to be FBI agents and Huntington Bank investigators. Police say the suspects convinced her to withdraw cash for a fake investigation and sent a woman to her home to collect the money. Similar scams have been reported across the region. A November trial date set for a former East Liverpool Health District food inspector accused of falsifying reports. 64-year-old Alan Masters of Salem, charged with 23 counts of tampering with records. He remains free on bond. A jury trial set for November 3rd in Columbiana County Court. Prosecutors allege Masters turned in reports for food inspections that were never done between May 2024 and last April. Austin Town Police investigating a deadly shooting that could have started with a traffic crash and fight. Officers called around 7:20 Wednesday morning to New Road and Laurie Drive following reports of gunshots. They discovered one man had been wounded. The victim later died at a hospital. He was later identified as 30-year-old Zachary Fisher. Police say a man and woman were detained for questioning. 2 children at the scene were released to family members. Police in Youngstown investigating a shooting that could be connected to a large fight earlier in the day at Boardman Park. Gunshots reported Tuesday afternoon at a home on East Ravenwood Avenue, where a rental car was hit by gunfire. About 30 minutes earlier, police had responded to a brawl involving 30 to 40 people at the park during a family gathering. No injuries were reported. Woman in critical condition after being shot while inside a parked car in Youngstown. Police say the victim was shot in the head early Tuesday on St. Louis Avenue on the city's south side. 18-year-old James Sunderman of Youngstown was arrested on rain Wednesday in municipal court on charges of felonious assault and abduction. The judge set bond at $200,000, a preliminary hearing scheduled for next Wednesday.